Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, astrology, self-confidence, healing, and of course, all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I can't wait to share today's episode with you. So let's dive in. Welcome to Taurus season, babe. The season of women has officially begun, which means it is time to get finer, richer, and live our best lives. Because Taurus is connected to pleasure, to your body's wisdom, to luxury, and of course, to money. So you can bet that this season has some juicy secrets to offer. So let's not waste any time and dive into the magic of Taurus season. Dive into the good stuff. I want to say happy birthday to all of the beautiful Taurus women. You're so wise and beautiful and the embodiment of divine feminine energy, and it is such an honor to witness you in your light. So I just want to say happy birthday to all of the Taurus women listening or watching this. Now, let's dive into the secrets and all of the beautiful insights that I have for you today. And honestly, there's so many, and it's so exciting because Taurus, like I said at the beginning of the video, is connected to women because Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Venus alongside the moon are the two planets that rule over women. So we have a really powerful season right now. We have a season where it is time to really connect to our womanhood, to our feminine energy. Even if you are not a woman, but you have feminine energy, so now is the perfect time to connect to it. And when we're talking about this, there are so many layers because Taurus is a feminine earth sign. So we have one, the feminine part with Venus. So we have the pleasure, we have the luxury, we have the beauty, we have self-worth, we have boundaries. And we also have Taurus being an earth sign. So earth sign is the physical. And it is a fixed earth sign. So it is a very fixed energy. It is a very physical energy. So when we're talking about Taurus season, this is the perfect time to implement things in our lives, to get them fixed, to really build and create a stable foundation. And especially now during this time where this is all about pleasure, about your body, about money, it is such a great and beautiful time to really dive into making a life for yourself that you enjoy and really creating foundations for yourself where you get to exist in pleasure and in slowing down and actually being present. Because with Taurus energy, you do not want to be hectic and like all over the place. With Taurus energy, it is about coming down into your body. And especially as women, I know this from myself, it is very hard, or not something that we've really been taught how to connect to our bodies. And this is so important when it comes to Taurus season, because Taurus is all about the body's wisdom. So with Taurus season, with anything that you want to do during this time, whether it's really connecting with your joy, really creating a life that you love, becoming your favorite version, glowing up, maybe changing something in your appearance, beauty wise, it doesn't matter where in your life you want to change something or upgrade something, it is so important to take your body with you. Because a lot of times we get really in our heads, and as I said, especially as women, we're not taught to connect to the physical because for us it's dangerous. When you think about how we always have to exist in the state of danger, of always being vigilant, of always being aware of our surroundings, what is happening, is everything okay, what are they trying to do, in what situation am I safe, all of this creates tension in your body, but it also makes you dissociate. So you dissociate from your body and you're not connected to your wisdom of your inner intuition, of your body's intuition, where your body tells you this is good for you and that isn't. So it's really important with this season when we're diving into Taurus to create a routine that connects you to your body. And this is one of my favorite things ever. And that's something that I need to learn, especially because I have Saturn in Taurus. So for me, there is a lesson in learning Taurus things and connecting to this side of my body, to pleasure, to beauty, and to my self-worth and boundaries. And I believe it is for every woman, because anywhere, even if you don't have Taurus placements, you have Taurus in your chart. So it doesn't matter if you're not a Taurus sun or you don't have any placements in Taurus, this is still going to be applicable for you, especially now that the sun is in Taurus, because the sun is always bringing light to things. So the sun is bringing light to all of these Taurus energy themes. And when we're talking about this, it is one, your body, learning how to listen and to connect. So it is a beautiful time for you to really create a safe ritual where you massage your body, you oil your body, you have a self pleasure practice where you really are present with yourself. You get really intentional about breathing into your body, about sitting, about being there, about asking yourself questions that you want the answers to, and then listening to what your body has to say. And one of my favorite ways, honestly, is twerking. I love twerking and dancing. It is one of my favorite things ever to do. And I don't just think it's fun, because hell yeah, it is. It's one of my, honestly, it's like I twerk every day. I dance every day because I realized I needed to do that. I was so in my head. I was so disconnected from my own truth, and I really needed to come back into my body. And that is the case for most women. So especially during this season, I really advise you to start doing body work, even somatic exercises. There's YouTube videos, and of course, nervous system regulation. Nervous system regulation is so important during Taurus season, because this is going to help you feel safe in your body, and that is what you need, because Taurus is connected to safety, to security. It is about feeling safe, about being secure in the physical world. So the way that you do that is by making your body understand that there is no danger. But that is not something, like I said, we're used to, because we always have to be hyper vigilant. So regulating your nervous system through things like dancing, massaging your body, intentionally breathing, breath work, tapping. It's one of my favorite ways. I love to tap. And those things, anything that you do with your body, where you really connect, where you touch yourself, where you feel yourself, that is going to be so good for you. And then, like I said, also asking yourself questions. Right now, when you have questions, do I want to do this or that? Ask yourself, do I want to do this right now? And then listen to your body. You can lay your hand on your chest, on your belly, wherever feels good, and then just listen to what comes up. Is there tension anywhere in your body? Do you feel free? Do you feel excited? What emotions and energies are coming up for you? That is one of the keys when it comes to Taurus season. That is going to be your guidance system for this season and beyond. But this is really the lesson of learning how to connect to your body, because the way that you feel pleasure in this life is through your body. You have your five physical senses to enjoy this life. And especially now where this trend is coming up again of women needing to be thin and skinny talk and hair and cheek, and everything is about slimming down and looking thinner. And you have this control again on women's bodies where it's like, you need to slim, you need to control your body, you need to control your urges, you need to control your pleasure. And that is so against what this season is trying to teach you, because the money that you want, the love that you want, the beauty that you want comes through your own guidance system and comes through you enjoying your life, which means also being very intentional when you eat, being really intentional when you move through the world. So take this time to really honor yourself and your five physical senses by being present, by sitting down when you're eating. Maybe if you usually watch shows or you listen to music or you watch YouTube videos, sit down without anything and just be there with your food. Slow down, actually notice what you're eating. What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What's the texture? All of these things are very Taurus connected. And this is going to help you, especially as women, to create more wealth in your life and to create more happiness and self-love. Truly, Taurus is the sign of self-love and learning how to love your body and creating beauty in yourself and also your worth and your boundaries. So when we're going even deeper into this, Taurus is connected to your boundaries and your standards. And these are also very important things when it comes to Taurus season. You want to be sure that you know the way that you are wanting, the way you desire to be treated. And that is in any case, whether it's relationships, with romantic relationships, platonic relationships, even business relationships. A lot of times we fear setting boundaries and we think that when we know what our value is, when we know what we want, what we desire, that we're too much for people, that we're annoying people with the things that we don't want and want. And that we're a lot of times afraid of saying no. That was a big thing for me. I was so afraid of saying no. I was so afraid of saying, this is what I want. And with Taurus season, you really want to tune in what it is that you value. What are the things that are important to you? What are the things that make you feel safe? And then also being vocal about them. I had this the situation where I was going out with a friend and we were wanting to sit down, and she was like, oh, let's sit down there, like it's beautiful in the sun. And I am in direct light digestion in human design, if you know what that means. If you don't worry, but I'm in direct light digestion in human design, which means it's good for me to not sit directly in the sun when eating or digesting anything, whether it's food or information. So I was like, okay, let me just tell her that I don't want that. So I was like, hey, how do you feel about this table? Like, I would love to just sit in the shade because it's better for my digestion. I feel more comfortable. It makes me like way more happy, and I get to enjoy our meeting and our eating and like just this moment more if we're sitting at that table. And she's like, yeah, sure. No problem. No worries. Like, that's totally fine. And for me before, that was such a big thing, because thinking like, when somebody said something and somebody was like, okay, let's do that, I was always like, okay, yes. I would always say yes because I felt like I needed to default to that. I felt like I needed to say yes because otherwise I was making a fuss about things. I was being way too annoying, way too like, just too much. Like, I had too many demands. If it would just be like, okay, let's, could we sit at that table? That would make me feel more comfortable. And most people don't honestly care. And that's the thing. Later, she said, oh my God, you were so right. That table was so much better. Like, it was such a beautiful table. We had such a great view. I'm so glad you said something that you wanted to sit at a different table. And she was actually grateful that I said that. And I think that is something that is very important to learn with Taurus season. Learning what you value, what you want, what you feel comfortable with, trying things out, and always listening for that feedback from your body. What is it telling you? What does it want from me? And then when we dive deeper into this, really learning what brings us pleasure, because this is such a shameful topic. Like, women's pleasure is something that is deeply shamed, deeply just suppressed, because it's like women and pleasure, like having fun, enjoying themselves, enjoying their bodies, that is too much. So I really want you to ask yourself where you think that you're too much, where you think you are demanding too much, where you think that you do not deserve something because you haven't earned it through hardship, or you haven't earned it through struggle. And this is something that Taurus season wants to teach you. You do not create wealth through struggle. You do not create wealth through disconnecting from yourself. And a lot of times we think that is the way that it works, or that's the only way that it works, because we've been brought up in a patriarchal society and that is what we've been taught our whole lives. It is capitalism. Like, you have to do this and you have to do that if you really want to achieve things. And while it is very important for you to be grounded in the physical and take the steps that you need to achieve your goals, this season wants you to slow down. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go after your goals or that that is not the season to achieve things. It truly is. It is a beautiful time to achieve things because with Venus, this is all about the beautiful things that you, the seeds that you sow, and then reaping the benefits, reaping the beautiful fruits, enjoying the fruits of your labor. And the best way to do that is by actually aligning your life to your values. So making sure that anything that you do, that the friends that you have, the relationship that you have, that the work that you have, that everything feels in alignment with who you want to be. Really asking yourself, what are the values of the woman that I want to be? And then acting according to that, because it's so easy to just get caught up in other people and do what they like. And while it is beautiful to be open, to try new things and just be spontaneous and excited for new opportunities, it is equally as beautiful to know what you want and what you don't want and to be clear about that as well, because it takes so much work from other people. They don't have to figure you out. They don't have to jump through hoops to understand you. You can just tell them, this is what I want. This is how I like to be treated. And this is the way that I want to live my life. I know that there's so much fear coming up around that, about being honest, what you love, about what is pleasureful to you, what is joyful to you. All of these things, we're so afraid of speaking them out loud, out of fear of being mocked, about like fear of being suppressed and laughed at or not understood. But really, this season is your reminder that you are your biggest cheerleader, that you are your own oracle, that your body has this inner wisdom, this inner intuition. It always knows best. And the best way to magnetize everything that you desire is about being clear in who you are, what you want, what you value, what is important to you. All of these things make you magnetic, because Venus is the ruler of Taurus. So you, when you want to create a life where you are rich, where you're hottest self, where you are just in love with who you are, and you have that feeling of that lucky girl energy where everything just works out for you, the right people, the right opportunities, things just find you. The key to that is being connected to your value system, being connected to your boundaries, saying no. When somebody doesn't treat you the way that you want, you can just leave. Boundaries are not for other people to change their behavior. I think a lot of times there is this misconception, especially when it comes to romantic relationships or friendships. There is this feeling of like, if I say I don't want you to like women's pictures on Instagram, for example, and or follow OnlyFans models on Instagram, which is a valid desire and a valid boundary. But if somebody doesn't want to do that, or if they feel uncomfortable, or if they make you feel paranoid, or they make you feel like you are asking for too much, or you're crazy because you do not want that, it is your responsibility to say, I do not want a relationship where my partner is following OnlyFans models. So this is not the partnership for me. Even if you like the person, even if you love the person, even if you like being with the person, but your self-love needs to be greater. Your self-respect needs to be greater than the love for anybody else, because the biggest love of your life is you. You are supposed to be the one that you do everything for, not other people. And this is truly the season where the biggest reminder is happening, that you want something, and the best way to get it is by being true to you and understanding that the patriarchy and this capitalist system doesn't give you the answer to everything. This is the old world where things work the way that they were, but we have the opportunity as community, as women, connecting through social media, through the world, where there's so many women of us being able to connect and learn from each other, that you have the power to move it, that you have the power to move the needle, where we do not need to pay into the system anymore, where we do not need to honor this system anymore and play our part in it, and instead learning that we get to create a new world. And the best way to do that is by connecting to you. And that is how you will magnetize the right people. That is what I did. I learned about what I want and what I don't want. And this is how I got friends that I love deeply, where I'm like, oh my God, you're a literal manifestation of everything that I've ever wanted in a friend. That is you. Like, you are exactly the way that I wished for someone to be in my life, to be supportive, to see my power, to support me in my power, to remind me of my power when I don't see it or I get insecure about something, to really have someone where you do not feel judged, where you just feel loved. And I have found that. But the reason I have found that is because I decided I am okay with being alone. I was alone for a lot of my life, which doesn't mean that I didn't have people around me, but I was not comfortable really showing up as who I was. I remember I talked about something to do with feminism and women's rights to my friends in high school. And they were like, we don't need feminism. Like, everything is equal. We live in a Western country. Like, this is not a third world country. All of that already, I hate every word of it. And I was like, what? Like, there's so many red flags. And just one, like, just these two sentences, I was like, what the fuck? Like, who are you? I call you my friends, but honestly, the way that you view the world and the way that you think about things, I don't actually align with. I don't want this in my life. This is not something that makes me feel good. So I just suppressed my power. I didn't talk about, like, I didn't speak up. I didn't say what I believed in. I didn't speak about my opinions on the world because I realized they didn't get it. They didn't understand me. They didn't get it. They were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what do you want from me? And I realized in that moment, I was so alone in what I believed in my thoughts, in what I wanted this world to look like and what I want to contribute to this world. And that's when I realized, like, yes, I have people around me, but I am alone in my view of the world and in my opinion on the world and in my vision for the world as well. But that's when I realized that's okay, but it's good to just make space for the things that you want. Letting go of the things that no longer serve you is also a beautiful time during Taurus season. Even though this is a fixed earth sign time where it might feel harder to let go of things, realizing which things do not work for you anymore, which things do not serve you anymore, whether it's physical things like clothing or food that you're eating or people that you hang around with, that is the perfect time to realize that, or ways that you're overworking yourself, or you're making your success harder than it needs to be, or where you're not in alignment with your vision for life. This is the time for that. This is truly the time for that. And you have to understand, you have Taurus in your chart, whether you have Taurus placements or not. So you want to look for where Taurus is in your birth chart. For me, it's in my 12th house. So you want to look for where Taurus falls in your own chart and what house. And then you can download my free Divine Blueprint Guide. It is completely free. I go through all of the signs, the houses, and the energy, so you understand all of it and you understand what the gifts are that this season wants to bring you. So for me in the 12th house, this is very deep healing. For me, this is a time of really going inward, connecting to my intuition, of spirituality, of really leaning more into my spiritual side. And I'm going to be doing a lot of healing work on my body during that time. And I know for me, visualizing and really tapping into my intuition and my spiritual side is going to really bring me the wealth that I want. So that is what I'm going to do during that Taurus season. And the same thing you can do for yourself, whether you have it in the first house, third house, sixth house, you can find out where you have Taurus. And this is going to give you insight into the areas that are getting activated for you. It's very important for you to learn all of these lessons and implement them. At the end of the day, like I said, when we're talking about this energy, it is about joy. So really, and pleasure and luxury. So make sure that this season feels luxurious to you, that you allow yourself to receive. Understand, it's not about hustling harder. It's not about being more perfect. It's about slowing down, being with yourself, understanding yourself, and tapping into your own energies. And that is how you are going to receive everything that you desire, speaking from your inner authority, from your body's wisdom, what you feel in your body when something feels tense, when something feels free, all of these things, and speaking out loud about them. That is going to make you more magnetic for everything that you desire. So just understand, everything that you want, the wealth that you want, is inside you, and you get to create it in a whole new way. We're going to dive into that, like I said, during the next few videos and podcast episodes that are coming up. We're going to dive into your money-making planet and all of these beautiful things. But if you want to dive deeper now, if you want to learn how to connect with your body, to create riches, to create pleasure, to be truly in connection and in confidence with yourself and in the woman that you want to be, then make sure to join Rebelicious, because you are going to get everything in there, from life calls, from nervous system regulations, from masterclass. We're doing audio drops. So for the transits that are happening, for the energies that are happening, I'm doing audio drops where I give you the juiciest secrets for those transits. So there's so much for you to explore, so much for you to benefit from, and to really create a life that you desire and that you find pleasure in. Now enjoy this beautiful season, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.